Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal that addition to rappers that are coming, looking to put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab it, just download it. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and unity. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We're unstoppable, we
beat,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's under grass society, it's usually just some lights off. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, still we sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangs, bro. I see these rappers on the streets. I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Yo, this is your man Apollo Brown representing Detroit, man. You are now tuned in to the Murder Master Music Show. Keep that shit locked in, because I said so. Peace.
Hi, this is Cynic Star from Murder Master Music Show, UGS for Life, UGS Radio. We are in the building with Apollo Brown and Fimo Green.
Yes, sir.
Apollo, can you tell us about your roots? You grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but after you go to Detroit, why you go to Detroit the first time?
No, I got a lot of family in Detroit, so I've been going to Detroit my whole life. So my whole dad's side of my family, you know, is from Detroit. And so I was going to Detroit to see my grandparents, my cousins, uncles, aunts, stuff like that. So I was always in Detroit my whole life. But after I graduated college in 2003, I moved to Detroit. And I mean, what better thing to do, you know, after college is move to a bigger city for more opportunity, you know? So that's what I did. And so I've been in Detroit since 2003, man. So for the last 20 years, I've cut my teeth on the Detroit hip hop scene. And that's kind of what, you know, that's what I represent, man. That's where my career took off. And yeah, absolutely, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm Fimo Green, from Chi-Town, born and raised.
Born and raised, Chi-Town, Westside, Garfield Park, you know, all my life.
Yeah, UGS for Life is based on Chicago.
Yeah.
UGS Radio. Right.
Still got family there,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir, we
go, go back all the time. Still there, deeply rooted.
Yeah. Can you tell us about your, do you remember your first tape? Way before the series and all that, maybe you did mixtapes back in the day, in the, maybe the 90s.
Oh, me? Mixtapes? No, definitely not, man. I never did mixtapes or anything like that. I never really, I always thought mixtapes were a waste of time, to be honest with you. No disrespect to anybody else, but mixtapes were always just like, nobody took them serious. So, you know, they were here today, gone tomorrow. You put together a mixtape, you put all this work into a mixtape, and then people don't take it serious. It's not like an album. So, I never really got into the mixtape thing. I never really provided beats for mixtapes. I always had a thing like, yo, what's this going on? Is it going on a mixtape? Nah, I'm not doing it then. I want people to take it serious. So, again, no disrespect for those who did mixtapes. A lot of them did their thing, man, but I just wasn't into them too much. So I started, you know, in putting out music for the people to hear in 2007.
Yeah.
Before that, I was just considered a bedroom beat maker, man. Somebody who just kind of, you know, made beats in the bedroom or in the basement, man. And just didn't really show anybody. But I had plenty of material by the time 2007 rolled around. And my cousin was like, dude, man, you need to show people what you're doing. So I did a producer showcase First time I ever got on stage, man. First time I ever rocked with anybody, man. It was crazy because I'm on the stage sharing it with 14KT and Black Milk and House Shoes and who else? Drez and Des Andres and man, who else was there? It was a bunch of people there, man, and it was just all these legends, these Detroit legends, and that I had to share the spotlight with and kind of hold my own. And I ended up holding my own, man, and I grew to know that there's a fan base for my sound, man, and people were loving, you know, what they were hearing and wanted to know where they can get more. So I started doing that, man. In 2007, I came out with Skill Trade. You know, it was kind of an unfinished beat tape, just a bunch of unfinished old beats that I just put on a tape and was like, yo, I got to show people what I'm doing. So, you know, that's what I did. I hate that tape, man. I hate that album, but it's the humble beginnings, man. So, you know, but that's where it all started, bro.
Yeah. You grew up on East Coast Sound with a Premier, of course, and Nas, yep, absolutely, and all that. But you discover maybe after the Detroit scene, like maybe the first rappers, like Avicii, Dre, Mercedes Amé.
Yeah, that wasn't until later for me, man. Yeah, you know, I didn't. I grew up in Grand Rapids, so I was all about the East Coast. I was always about, New York rappers, New York hip hop, New York producers, just that sound, man. I wore Timberlands every day. I wore a bubble vest every day. You know, we listened to Wu-Tang every day. And it wasn't until I moved to Detroit that I really discovered Detroit hip hop and the history of Detroit hip hop, and how deeply rooted it is, man. And just not even just hip hop, but just the music of Detroit. Period. Man.
It's so, made sometimes Detroit against the world.
Oh yeah, man. absolutely, man.
You got Isha,
Detroit is.
You got
Detroit's where hip hop lives, man. And I'm just glad to be a part of that.
When you think about AWOL. Detroit for life.
No doubt.
And you collaborate, of course, with Ghostface Killah.
Yeah.
Back the day, AOC, you did a whole album together. Can you tell us about AOC and collaboration and Ghostface back the day?
You're working with legends, man, and you're working with people who have been doing this for years and years and years. And
that's a dream for you, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The AOC album. It made me, I don't say made me a household name, but it definitely put me in the direction towards household name. Mm-hmm. Trophies was just one of those albums that kind of changed your life, man. I'm working with somebody who I've been a fan of for years, and somebody who I listened to in high school, all throughout high school, and, you know, never thought or dreamed that I would be making music with this person. Mm-hmm. Very professional, very talented. He's OC, man. I mean, there's just not much to say. Same with Ghost, man. Ghost. I've been listening to Wu all my life, man. And, you know, Ghostface is, you know, one of the best there is, man. And the way he flows and just rides a beat, you know, it's just something different. It's different than anybody else, man. And
it was world production.
Yeah.
Much than you do.
Yeah.
Usually.
He's just, we talking about legends, man. So anytime you get to work with, people that you're a fan of and people that you grew up listening to or just only dreamed of working with, you know, I mean, these are legends, man. So I can't say anything bad about any of these people, man. Not that I would anyway. So, they're amazing.
You work also with Gilgey Simpson.
Of course.
Bang the Day.
That's the home right there.
Dice Game. It was a dope album. Can you tell us about the collaboration? You still do things with him.
Well, Gilgey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Gilt is one of my favorite people in the world, man. And amazing MC. Again, he's another person who just, you know him when you hear him. As soon as he gets on the track, you know exactly who that is, man. He's important, very important to Detroit hip hop.
Yeah, of course.
And I think he's important to hip hop in general. So, working with Gilgey was a long time coming when we finally did. And when we did, we made a classic, man.
I remember talking with him. We talk about Rap Mafia, or Detroit Most Wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's the roots of Detroit,
yeah,
big town.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt, man. No, guilty's our guy.
Yeah. Your work at Also Breeze Plant, as
yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, you do each album with a collaboration, in fact.
I try to.
So
yeah,
sometimes we make a duo, like a group. It's interesting.
Something like that. I mean, I just consider it a one MC, one producer, or just a producer, MC project, man, where. Mm-hmm. There's a vibe that comes along with doing that, man. There's a certain cohesiveness when you have one producer working on an album, it's that producer making those beats, man. Each beat might be a little bit different, but there's a cohesiveness and a continuity between each track that just makes the album better, man. It just kind of melds the album into an album and not just a group of songs that someone put together, on a CD, man. I enjoy doing that, man. I enjoy holding down a whole album, and I enjoy, again, working with MCs that I'm a fan of, man. That's the only way to go.
You collaborate also with Rascas, of course, Blasphemy.
Yeah,
I was some rapper from the West.
yeah. No, I mean, Raz is dope. We made a classic together, man. It's another MC that's a legend. Another MC that people respect and want to hear from. Mm-hmm. And when we made Blasphemy, man, that was a dream come true, of course. And working with other West Coast artists like you said, Planet Asia, Locksmith.
Yeah.
I like working with cats from the West, man. One day, hopefully, I'll do this Evidence album. That'd be dope, man. So, that'd be something that I only work with people I'm a fan of.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether they're a legend or whether they're up and coming, it doesn't really matter to me. As long as we make good music, we have the same goal in mind. When we start making this music, man, and that's really all I care about, man. It's just how the music sounds and relatable music and just beautiful music, man. And if you're able to do that, man, I'm all for it.
Yeah. On the Blasphemy, you put the French touch with Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
That's dope. Also, you with Blonda, you did also a dope album with, you got a lot of legends. You got OC, but you got also Master Ace.
Yes.
How it was to collaborate with him?
No, not hard at all, man. Ace is cool, man. Ace is a good guy. Again, another legend, man. So, working with Ace is, that's another dream come true, man. Doing anything with Ace, man, he's one of those guys. So I see him on tour every now and then, man, when he's out with Marco Polo and over here, just anytime I get to talk to him or chop it up, and I'm like a fan. So, I talk to him like a fan. So yeah, no, he's a good dude, man. And working with somebody like him is a top notch.
You collaborated also with Royce da 5'9", with Chimblum's Up.
Mm-hmm.
How it was to?
No, oh, Royce is home. That's home team right there. That's he's one of the greatest MCs ever. One of the greatest lyricists in the world, man. So, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Tell us about Sincerely Detroit album.
Sincerely Detroit, man, is it's a collection of 56 Detroit artists on one album. Whether it's rappers, singers, DJs, 56 Detroit artists, man, all Detroit. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a letter to the world, man. It was a spotlight on Detroit, wrapped up and sealed and signed Sincerely Detroit. it kind of spoke for itself, man. Everybody's checking for Detroit. So we put the spotlight out, let everybody know what we're doing.
Yeah. You did also an album, all instrumental album, 1 year ago. Can you tell us about this one too?
This Must Be the Place, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's that right there is just
the truth.
That's probably one of my favorite albums I've ever done, man. It's one of those albums that you put on in the background and kind of go about your day. You just put it on and let it run. You don't necessarily have to tune into it. You don't need to concentrate on it. You just put it on in the background and let it control your emotions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's really all it's for. it's just one of those albums, man, that I think it'll stand the test of time, man. I think in 20 years from now, I don't think it's dated, so I think in 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you put it on, it'll still do the same thing and give you the same feelings it gives you now.
Yeah.
So
you did also Acid Rain with Sick Jacken from last album. So can you tell us about his collaboration with Sick?
Jack, man, I've known Jack for a while. You know, been trying to get together and try to do an album with Jack, man. Sick Jacken is amazing. I listened to Psycho Realm since I was, I don't know how old I was, man. And, you know, it's just been a long time coming, and just super, super good dude, man. Dope MC. He's a dope producer, too. A lot of people don't know. And to get him on the album, man, was definitely, again, I'll use it again, a dream come true, man. Yeah. You know, Sick Jacken's amazing.
Yeah. So you just wrote Cost of Life with Fillmore Green.
This guy that's sitting right next to
me. Can you tell us about the collaboration and the processes of music and all that together?
Well, see, that's another
thing. How you met him? And,
that's another thing. You know, like I told you earlier, man, I don't work with anybody I'm not a fan of. So I'm a fan of this guy. And he came through Detroit a couple times, and he was on tour with Sky Zoo and Elzai, and came through, man. I heard of him and heard his music, man, and I wanted to meet him and just talk to him for a second, man, and just kind of, you know, hey, man, let's work, you know, let's do something, and let's do whatever it is. I don't know what it was going to be, man. Like I said, it was going to be a song, a feature, and it ended up being an album, you know.
Yeah.
and not just any album, amazing album.
And so, the thing is, it's a Chicago and Detroit actual raw cities, actual hardcore,
yeah,
cities,
man, absolutely. So two blue collar cities in the Midwest, you know, Midwest cities, Midwest major cities, and you know, there's like a connection between Chicago and Detroit. You know, it's definitely a connection, man. We get each other, man. Cousin cities, for real. We get each other. The people just are very connected, man. So doing this album was a no brainer, man. He knows how to connect to the people. He knows how to get people that raw and you know, that real introspective music. I just put the music behind it.
And especially also, Detroit and Chi-Town have a true underground scene locally. We have the Dilla in Detroit. We have the Brothers 5-9, but you get also the Isham, all that. And in Chicago, you got also the Common. You got also Psychodrama or Triple Darkness or something like that. Can you tell us about Chi-Town and how you grew up in Chi-Town and perception of the city?
Chi-Town's a beautiful place. I love where I grew up. You know, it was just like any other place. You know, you have your pockets and you know where to go. You know what blocks to walk down. You know the gangways. It's the same way as any other place, man. It's, you know, beautiful, the most beautiful place on the planet. You just said Triple Darkness. I grew up on the same block as them. I grew up three blocks away from Twista. So I was watching these guys move on the independent side when they were
Do or Die.
Yeah, Do or Die. Not quite distance, but you know, I was able to see those guys rap vans and ride around the neighborhoods promoting their albums. You know, so they were a great influence on me growing up. You know what I mean? But Chicago is the most, is just, you let me tell it, it's the most beautiful city in the world, you know, and I'm obviously biased, right, you know.
Yeah, and there are a lot of scene underground and not known by the public.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Like Detroit.
Detroit, that's the home of spitters, man, you know.
They
I was just telling Apollo the other day about how every artist from Detroit, from producer to rapper to even vocalist, they're very prideful of their city. You know, in Chicago is the same, you know. We're the cousin cities. We're damn near one and the same, you know what I mean? So Chicago, Detroit, we're hand in hand, and that's what you get when you listen to Cost of Living. You know, you get us, we come together. He gave his interpretation of how Chicago sounds sonically through his beats, and he just, you know, and I painted over the canvas, and this is what you get when you get it, Cost of Living. We're going to perform that tonight. Classic, classic music, man. Great night of hip-hop ahead of y'all.
Down. Tell us about Day of the Avenue, the movie, the video, and the song.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Great song, man. I can't even, you know, I'm gonna let him tell it, man, but it's you know, Day on the Ave is, that's about home, that's about the city, man, that's about where he grew up and what's what the haps is.
Yeah, Day on the Ave, the beat, the backdrop to the vocals, man, it's just, it's so cinematic. You had to tell that story and you had to paint that picture. And when we created the video, you know, we shot that video, we wanted to create a somewhat real life stories. We had the honor to, you know, hire young athletes from the city, paint a good picture on them, give them the acting jobs for the day. They all did a great job. Their mothers, their fathers was on the scene, was on site doing as we were doing the videos. And it was just a fun day in Chicago, man. Apollo came to my neighborhood for 2 days where I grew up, you know, ate the food we ate, you know, touched the soil, you know what I mean? He walked the same blocks I walked, you know, and was on site for some of the songs I wrote on that vacant lot, you know. So if you look at Steep Life, you look at Day on the Ave, those records and those videos were shot in my neighborhood where I walked all my life, you know what I mean? So that brought him closer to the music, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Day on the Ave is just one of those records. One of those records where I take you through a stroll through my neighborhood. You know what I mean? So let's stay on the app, man. Classic music.
It was dope to have you on an interview, Apollo Brown and Phil Brown Green. And done with the Murder Music Show. And salute.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Yo. Good morning, welcome to the Avish, no better place. These are the days of our lives, wishing for better days. Dice games is gone, if you heavyweight, bet the safe. All my niggas grinding in the same clothes from yesterday. Crime paid, stuck in the maze until I levitate. Let them hate, I don't give a fuck, I'm getting better pay. Yellow page, government wage, smoking, I meditate. They hit my nigga Mel with 38, he got a better date. From robberies to larcenies, our parents did it probably. The apple fell right under the tree, we get it honestly. Street pharmacies, hookers hooking where the commas be. Anomalies, oddities, question marks where the fathers be. We on the road like we never had a pot to pee. I look up in the sky and see these black clouds follow me. It gotta be blurring the vision for every god to see. I'm stuck to that Ave like the lines when you cross the streets.
I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cash, the struggles like a day on the Ave.
We gotta get this money, man.
I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cash, the struggles like a day on the Ave.
Gotta get this money, man.
I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cash, struggles like a day on the ass.
We live here, die here, do the dash and reproduce. Instead of teaching stocks, they was teaching us how to squeeze and shoot. Bigger 9-2, gotta hustle cause I need the loot. Need juice? Get some bananas, homie, squeeze a fruit. Do or die, life in the shy, it's either me or you. Set a goal, marbles in the hole, I gotta see it through. Gotta get your food because these babies, they be needing you. This city gone crazy, baby, squeezing out of vehicles. I'm from a place where them foes and them texts blow. Your neck glow, click clack, off of your neck slow. Petco, watch where them snakes and them rats go. Life up in the field is not a game, no tech mo. The show is over, now it's on to the next hoes. Shorties that play the camera, merge it in flex toes. The next go, cold winter, summer's your sweat soak. This life is stronger than drugs, it's harder to let go.
I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cash, the struggles like a day on the ass.
We gotta get this money, man.
I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cash, the struggles like a day on the ass.
We gotta get this money, man.
I live fast, hustle like today is my last. I get cash, the struggles like a day on the ass.
Yeah. Peace to the money getters. It don't matter if you used to sell CDs and DVDs. All my triple beam niggas, I ain't forget you niggas. If you punch a clock,
Yeah. Yeah. On and on and on and on. Shit, I heard poetry right here. Words so beautiful. Yo, without taking a shortcut, tell me what's the quickest way to freedom. This life is full of messages and only you can read them. In the hood, you gotta foresee them to oversee them. In the church, my granny gave her daily bread, that's per diem. Drop jewels on youngins, Philly gotta feed them, cause they drop tools on youngins. Who showed them how to squeeze them? I never hang, I don't speak that much, but I do drop records with the hopes that I could reach them. This is Langston Hughes, fused with a Miri Baraka. You could tell my soul is rich through the spirit and posture. I mirror my father, young black man up in the ghetto, with the odds of veering out of a chopper, with no shoe, just flow through. Teach the babies how to grow fruit, collard greens, more produce. They say you are who you are because of what you go through. What you gonna do when the devil put his demons on you? Free. They always gonna tell you that it's impossible. Impossible. I never gave up. They always gonna tell you you don't belong here. Don't let them change us. Yeah. They always gonna do it cause of your skin color. We gotta shape up. Cause if you coming from the place I'm from, we all screaming three words, please save us. I teach my daughter how to count through dominoes, stack by fives to win. I'm from a place in the shy with the livest men. Ghetto kings in heaven or reside in the pen. Life a sin, but deep inside they were some righteous men. I conceive life when I swipe with the pen. Flawless, through me they could breathe and receive life again. Toss yourself in that jungle and see what it teach you. Draining the brain is step one as to how they will breed you. Step two is take a resource for you to choose, but keep taking and subtracting, see that's how you lose. Step three is put the drugs in your communities, but you gotta be resourceful, see that's how you eat. I know the contrary, get a job, go to school, but what's meant for me could never be meant for you. I'm just here to give a voice to the voiceless. God judge man by his heart and not his choices. Free. They always gonna tell you that it's impossible. Impossible. I never gave up. They always gonna tell you you don't belong here. Don't let them change us. They always gonna do it cause of your skin color. We gotta shape up. Cause if you coming from the place I'm from, we all screaming three words, please save us. Yeah. Take a walk through the hood. Shout out all my niggas that's gone, dead or in jail. I speak for y'all.
Here, have some sardines.
I don't want any sardines.
Uh-huh. The guns is up. Shit is bulletproof. We here for the youth. Yeah. Dark matter, mind over matter, math is one alone. Asiatic black magic, the chemistry is skull and bones. The native chant, rock angels to sleep. Creative camp, the realm is psycho. From High Hill Park to the hills of Cyprus. Trifling disciples, gotta remind them I don't need no hype man. I sacrifice days to pay the light bill. Spark up the Skittles for my dogs in the kennel, roll out. What's monumental, sick jacket, implanted Asia, no doubt. A lot of wisdom and power, this type of chemistry towers. Combine the black with the brown, over the counter rap. Hennessy showers, hey yo, the real can never blend with the cowards. Still militant, drilling the village is ours, till it gets sour. I'm staying active, praying, fasting, came and smashed it. Apollo Brown, once again, I think we made a classic. Artillery technology came with lasers clapping. What you thought ain't nothing changed, I'm still the same assassin. Wardrobe, World War III, my monopoly. Culinary kings cooking up something properly. Psycho assassin chain, cycles of acid rain. What are the movements that you know bringing this type of pain? This type of pain, this type of pain, this type of pain. This type of pain, psycho assassin chain, cycles of acid rain. What are the movements that you know bringing this type of pain?
How do I rap over Apollo after making music with a vet out of Iraq? Sit back, hold up, sit jack, hold up. Neat, I drink while the spaceship blasts off and I connect to the beat. The stove always cooking on high heat. Motherfuckers be like, how he get better than I be? Busting grapes like Chianti, an old one Rioja. La coca la mastico como hoja. I need it in these heights. Speed and eat ice. I ain't gonna pass the tape of Master Vichu with Peru. Pupil cover my most of my eye. Imagine the view. Your mind flying vicarious through. That means that you're out here too. In the clouds, feeling like I'm on a Cadillac. A 79, we call it Snooty Fox. This ain't for the rat attack. Stay peace in the spaceship till I land it back. Come back with some beautiful shit, and it's still gonna be mad at that.
Wardrobe, World War III, my monopoly. Culinary kings cooking up something properly. Psycho assassin chain, cycles of acid rain. What are the movements that you know bringing this type of pain? This type of pain, this type of pain, this type of pain, this type of pain. Psycho assassin chain, cycles of acid rain. What are the movements that you know bringing this type of pain?
Mandiro.